Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say. When the band began to play, and we danced.
That's the Hooters bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a brand new friend, but we're gonna turn her into an old friend. We like how Phyllis Corky is coming across, and she's an assignment editor and an editor at the New York Times business section up in the Big Apple, and she's been doing that for a while now. She's the author of a brand new book called The Big Thing. How to complete your creative project, even if you're a lazy, self-doubting procrastinator like me. Phyllis, thanks again for being here. Tell us how we can find the book.
Well, you can get it on Amazon. You can go on my website, phylliscorky.com, Barnes & Noble. Look on the HarperCollins website. That's the publisher. All kinds of ways to do it. It's not hard at all.
It's a beautiful book, and the last name is K-O-R-K-K-I. In your book,
that's right.
In your book, Phyllis, you talk about projects that cripple, as opposed to projects that motivate. Tell us about that.
Well, I think when I talk about a big thing, it really has to be intrinsically motivated, meaning that you have to want to do it for its own sake, for the most part, and not for any external rewards. I talked to one guy. It was his dream to be on the cover of Fast Company magazine for his software program, and he wanted to be famous like the head of Napster. And he quit his job to do that. And instead of working on his software program, he ended up watching every single rerun of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh no!
And he finally realized he hated what he was doing, and he was doing it for the wrong reason, and it was making him just sick inside. So he finally realized, I really want to be a writer, which also can be unrealistic in terms of fame and fortune. But he liked
doing it.
That's
not exactly a high-income choice, is it?
But the difference for him was he wanted to do it for its own sake, and so if he didn't make any money, if it didn't become famous, it was still worth it.
Yeah. This above all, to thine own self be true.
Exactly.
That's what you mean when you think about big things, isn't it? To thine own self be true.
Yes, and I think social media can. I mean, so there's a lot of good things about social media, but I think it sort of encourages this wanting to get likes and followers and things like that for their own sake. And there has
empty
to
calories.
Be more. So
empty calories.
So you have to look deep inside yourself and understand what your true motivation is.
So a project that motivates is on the other side of the scale.
Yes.
And that would be something that would have intrinsic value. You need to ask yourself, is this thing that I'm doing, that I'm taking my time away from other things, I'm getting my job done, but I've got this other thing I want to focus on, is there any value to that? And if I'm woodworking, if I want to become a great woodworker, am I creating something beautiful, right?
Yeah.
Even if I never sell anything, am I creating something that's beautiful?
Or even if it's not, even if it's kind of misshapen and you know, doesn't look too good, it still will have been worth it because it's something that you wanted to explore. I mean, there's certainly room for failure. Small business owners know all about that.
Yeah.
And you have to try something and realize it wasn't right for you. But if you go into it with the right spirit, then you go into your next project, you know, and maybe that's the right one.
But it's way, and as Robert Frost says, as way leads on to way, maybe the thing that you thought you wanted to do wasn't what you wanted, like your writer friend, but it got you, it set you up for that, and I think that's where, you know, I think providence comes into play, where, you know, things, if you're doing it for the right reasons, I really believe things generally work out if you pay.
But
you
I
have
do
to,
too.
But you have to pay attention, don't you?
Yes, you have to pay attention to your own motives and your own how you feel inside yourself. You can sense even your body will give you signals. I mean, if you're feeling stressed and tense and clenched all the time over this project, that's a sign. Your body's giving you signals.
One of the things you talk about is something that I was just looking at this and I'm chuckling because I talk about this all the time. You talk about getting in your own way. So much of our failure to to perform. So much of our lack of living up to our expectations and other people's expectations of us, so yeah. much of it, and sometimes a horrible high percentage of it, is just that we get in our own way. We can't get out of our own way.
Right. And for me, that's putting a lot of labels on myself, a lot of negative labels on myself.
Yeah.
I think there's a certain, I even write in my book, a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but it's kind of true. I do believe in the power of negative thinking to a degree.
The power of negative
thinking. I'm kind of a pessimist at heart, and I've sort of learned to harness that. But there's a certain point when working on these projects, I say, oh, I'm so lazy, and I'm not doing it, and I didn't. Mm-hmm. I said I was going to do it this morning, and I didn't. And, you know, you have to forgive yourself.
Get out of your own way.
Do
you think women put more of that kind of pressure on themselves than men do?
It could very well be.
I believe they do.
Yeah. I mean, maybe women are more tending to feel guilty and maybe
Well, and to call themselves out on things.
Yes.
A guy would never say out loud to a bunch of other people, I feel so stupid, or something like that. You know what I mean? You've heard women say that. A guy would never do that. But seriously, I think women, my wife says, how come you don't feel guilty? I said, I feel guilty all the time. I just don't manufacture it.
Oh, I see. Well,
see
I'm from
I mean?
Minnesota, too, and we're very guilt-ridden.
But don't you think, though, I'm saying this, the women who listen to my show know how much I love them. I'm saying this because I want them to stop doing that.
Uh-huh.
I want them to stop being their own worst enemy.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's you have to forgive yourself.
Yeah.
And you have to sort of harness the negatives. You can turn your negatives into positives.
Yeah.
And I found that constraints can be very good too.
Hey,
just
Phyllis,
time constraints even.
You got more to teach us. Will you come back?
I will.
I've enjoyed having you here. Come back soon.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Phyllis Corky, ladies and gentlemen, the book is called The Big Thing. You're going to like it, and you'll thank me later for telling you about it. 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.